بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا ٹاپک فار دس ڈے از سوم, that is fasting. According to hadith, there are five pillars of Islam. بنی الاسلام والا خمس, شہادت اللہ الہ الا اللہ وان محمد عبدہ و رسولہ, و اقام الصلاہ و ایتاء الزکاۃ والحج وصوم رمضان. According to this hadith, one of the five pillars of Islam is Sawm, that is fasting or roza. Literally, Sawm means abstinence. In Sawm is an annual worship. In the month of Ramadan, believers are ordained to fast Sawm, that is you can eat in the night time, but from the morning twilight up to the sunset you must not take anything, neither food nor drink. So this is roza. There are some other masails, some other ahkam of roza, but in the present talk I would like to say a few words about the deeper meaning of Sawm, that is fasting. Generally, people are aware of the masails, but as far as the meaning and wisdom is concerned, people know little about it. First of all, I would like to refer the verse from the Quran. In Surah, in chapter Al-Baqarah, number 2, you can read this verse. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba alal ladheena min qablikum لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It means that Sawm or fasting is not of Sawm or fasting was given to all the prophets, all the Ummah, in every period of history. All the prophets and all the Ummah were given this hukm. So everyone was fasting. It means that fasting is, Fasting has an eternal value. Fasting has an eternal value. It is not only to the Sharia Islamiyya, but it is Sharia Abadiyya, eternal religion. It is a part of eternal religion. Now, you know the first person was Adam, and also the first prophet was Adam. To what was Adam's Saum? What was Adam's fasting? When we try to know this, we discover a very important fact, that although Saum in its present form is a specific ibadah, but in the previous history there were some different forms. So when I say that Saum was an eternal ibadah right from the first person up to the present generation, so this was in term of its spirit, not in term of form. To illustrate this point, I will try to elaborate this point. You know, when God Almighty created Adam, He settled him in paradise. Perhaps it was a temporary form of paradise. According to the biblical account, it was a garden in Eden. Eden is a country. So according to biblical account, it was like a large kind of farmhouse. But this is not mentioned in the Quran. In the Quran the word is Jannah. So Adam was settled in Jannah. Maybe in some part of the Jannah, or in a temporary kind of paradise. So at that time, God Almighty said to Adam, Uskun anta wazawjaka, you and your wife settle here in this paradise. But there was one more direction. La taqraba hadhihi shajara. Don't approach this tree. So in that paradise there was a forbidden tree. In that paradise there was a forbidden tree. So Adam was free in this paradise. But he was not free to approach this tree. So this was the freedom, but restricted freedom. According to the Quranic account, Adam was completely free in this paradise, but with an exception, that he was not free to approach that forbidden tree. So I can say that it was a restricted freedom. This reference is very important. Very, very important. And I can say that Som or fasting is a symbol of this kind of injunction. What is required by man is to live in this world, but with restrict freedom, with restricted freedom. You know, philosophers say that the greatest boon for mankind is freedom. They take freedom as summum bonum. They take freedom as summum bonum. That is greatest blessing, greatest good, the highest good. So according to philosophers and thinkers, freedom is the highest good for mankind. But Som reminds you that you are free, but you have only restricted freedom, not total freedom. This is very important. This is the basis, this is the basic of all teachings of divine religion. According to Islamic teachings, man was created and he was settled in this world, and he was given all these things which we find in this planet Earth. But this was not as a reward, this was not as a right, but this was given him only as a test paper. So freedom is also a test paper. It is true that freedom is a summum bonum. Freedom is the highest good. But freedom itself is a test paper. You have to use this freedom in a restricted form, in a limited form. You cannot use this freedom without any limitations. No. And it is this freedom that decides about your future. Those people who use their freedom properly according to the divine command, they will be rewarded paradise. And those who misuse their freedom, they go against the divine commands, so they will be cast down in hell. So I can say that Som or Roza or fasting is a very important thing. It plays a very important role in human life. Fasting or Som reminds you every year that although you are free, you can enjoy freedom, that your freedom is a limited freedom, a restricted freedom. So you have to know consciously this fact. You have to restrict yourself, and this is the test paper. So I think that from Adam up to the present believers, up to the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was a lesson given to all mankind. And this lesson was given to him at the beginning, when God settled down Adam in paradise, and he said that, here is a forbidden tree, don't approach this tree. So in the beginning, God gave him this lesson, that you have freedom, but you have a restricted freedom. This is the greatest lesson given to Adam, and also this is the greatest lesson which is a part of Islamic Sharia, a part of Sawm or fasting. Then, you know, man has many desires, different kind of desires. For example, self-interest or other kind of desires. So these desires are given to man not as an evil. These desires are also as a test paper. And we have to control these desires. And Sawm only prepares us. Sawm enables us to control these desires. Here I would like to say that these things are not evil, but they have two aspects, positive aspect and negative aspect. Let us take the example of ego. Everyone has ego. Everyone is born with ego. Ego is a part of human life. But ego is not an evil. There are two aspects of ego, positive or negative. The positive aspect of ego is that it gives you determination. It gives you assertion. Without ego, you cannot assert. So, ego is source of determinism. This is positive point of ego. But the negative point is that sometime your ego is so inflamed, so inflamed that you become arrogant. So if your ego turned into arrogance, then it is negative aspect of ego. But if it gives you assertion and determinism, then it is the positive aspect of ego. So, Sawm enables you to manage your ego. During fasting, you are trained to manage your desires of drink, desires of food, and other desires. So you are trained to control your desires. You are controlled to manage your desires. So this ability makes you able to manage your ego also. So if you manage your ego, then it is good for you. But if you fail to manage your ego, then it is not good for you. So is the case of self-interest. Self-interest is not bad. There are two aspects. Again, there are two aspects of self-interest, positive or negative. The positive aspect of self-interest is that it gives you motivation, incentive. Without self-interest, there is no motivation. Self-interest is a motivative force. It motivates you. It serves as an incentive force. So in this sense, self-interest is good. But if self-interest becomes exploitation, then it is not good. It is bad. So the training of Som makes you able to refrain yourself from becoming exploiter. If you train yourself through Som, through fasting, you will be able to manage your self-interest. You will be able to restrict your self-interest to its positive limit. This is the function of Som in terms of desire management. So it is very important. Very, very important. The Prophet of Islam has said that kullu amal ibn bani adam izaful hasanatu bi'ashri amsalha wa qala Allah ta'ala illa as-sawm fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bihi. This is the saying of Prophet of Islam. It means that the reward of every good deed multiplies by 10 folds up to 700-fold. But God Almighty says that Som is for me and I will reward. I will reward beyond. I will reward Som beyond measure. So why there is so importance of Som, of fasting, Islamic fasting? Why? I can say that the reason is that Som is the most important aspect of Islamic teachings in terms of spirit, not in terms of form. The spirit of Shobh is that you must live in this world with restrictions, with self-control, with self-restraint, with self-restraint, with self-discipline. This is the most important aspect of Shobh. Some inculcate in your personality the spirit of self-discipline, self-control, self-restraint, and it enables you to live with restricted freedom. So this is the most important part of Islamic life. The whole creation plan of God is based on this concept. God created man as an God created man and gave him freedom, total freedom. But this freedom was not as a right, not as a reward, as a blessing, but it was as a test paper. The most crucial test is that you must use your freedom in a restricted manner. This is the base of the whole creation plan. The greatest blessing to man is freedom. And freedom is the crucial test. If you misuse your freedom, then your case is a failure case. Your case is a case of failure. And if you use properly, then you are a success. So according to the creation plan of God, the most important thing is the concept of freedom, concept of restricted freedom. Because of, due to this importance, under this, by taking this injunction, by taking this concept, you can understand that hadith, that God Almighty will reward greatest blessing to those people who perform some with this true spirit. Here I would like to add that some is not anything as rituals. It is not simply a form. Some is a spirit. It is spirit that is Shobh and not simply its form. There is a hadith. The Prophet of Islam has said, La yudarun naso bikhairin ma ajjalul fitr. It means that people will be on good until they don't delay in iftar. Until they don't delay in iftar. Now what it means? It means that when people, when the spirit of Islam is alive, they don't say that we have to wait for 5 minutes as ihtiyat, as precaution. When the spirit is dead, when the true spirit of Islam is dead, then people used to say that we must delay for 5 minutes as an ihtiyat. But when the spirit of Islam is alive, they say that we have to do iftar just at the time of sunset. Don't delay. Why? Because when the Islam is alive, it means that they emphasize on spirit, and when Islam is not alive, they emphasize on form. When Psalm becomes simply a set of rituals, when Psalm becomes simply a form, then people say that, oh, we have to delay for 5 minutes as an ihtiyat, as a precaution. From this hadith, you can understand a very well-known hadith. In a hadith, the Prophet of Islam has said that previous nations means religious communities, previous communities divided into 72 factions. Previous religious communities divided into 72 factions. And my Ummah Muhammadiyya will divide into 73 factions. Then the Prophet of Islam has said, Kulluhum fi nari illa millatu wahida. All will go to hell except one that follows my path. I think it is a language hammering. Don't take it in literal sense. It is a language of hanging, language of hammering. But we have to know what is the meaning of this hadith. I can say that when Islam is based on spirit, then there is no faction, there is no division. When Islam becomes simply a form, it is a religion based on form. It is a phenomena of form rather than spirit. This kind of division and faction is phenomena of form rather than spirit. There is no faction in spirits. When people are on spirit, there is no faction. There is no division. Just like during the companions of the Prophet of Islam, at that time there was no faction. So when people live on spirit, then there is no faction, no division, no infighting. But when religion becomes simply a form, then there are factions, there are division. So it is phenomena of form rather than spirit. From this hadith, I have derived this meaning that Prophet of Islam has warned us that don't reduce Islam to form. And the and it is the, and how we recognize that community is on fire by spirit. What is the criterion to understand that the Muslim community or religious community is on spirit, is living on spirit, or it is living on form? So this is the criterion. Because if it is living on spirit, then there is no form. If it is living on spirit, then there is no faction, no division. Spirit does not accept division. Spirit does not accept factions. It is form that accepts factions. So I think that it is also a some spirit that we have to save ourselves from that kind of degeneration when far becomes the religion. It is also a very important aspect of Psalm or fasting. Then there is a hadith. The Prophet of Islam said at the time of iftar, he said, Zahaba Zamau Waptalatil Aruq Wasabadal Ajro, inshaAllah Ta'ala. Now there is no thirst and no hunger. So I think that in one aspect, Saum is to give us that kind of experience when we know the importance of water into part of the food. When we take food and water freely, then we fail to understand the importance of water and food for our life. We take it for granted. We take it everything as granted. For granted. We take everything for granted. So we lose the spirit of shukr. You know, the greatest ibadah is shukr. Shukr, thanksgiving to God. Shukr means acknowledgement to God. Water is a blessing, food is a blessing, everything is a blessing. So when you are using all these things freely, without any restriction, so you are deprived of the spirit of shukr. So in the month of Ramadan, and by the way of fasting, you are reminded. So Saum is like a reminder. Saum or fasting is like a reminder. It reminds you that water is a great blessing, food is a great blessing, all these things are great blessing. So when you are hungry, when you are thirsty in the daytime, and then in the evening you take food, you take water, then you feel that what a great boon is this. So after thirst, after hunger, you feel that it is a great boon, great blessing. So some inculcate in your personality the spirit of shukr, the spirit of thanksgiving. Quran says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ so that you may be, so that you may acknowledge the bounty of God, so that you may acknowledge the blessings of God. So according to the Quran, there are two basic aspects of psalm. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So when we are thirsty, when you are hungry, then you feel the importance of water and food. The psalm is a reminder for you. Psalm tells you that all these things are great, great blessing of God. So you have to acknowledge God. You have to present shukr before God. Then the other aspect is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Taqwa. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Taqwa means restraint. It is self-restraint. So spirit of soul is self-restraint. When you control your hunger and your thirst and defer yourself from taking food and water, that is restraint, that is self-restraint. So soul is a training towards self-restraint life. That is life of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Self-restraint, self-control, self-discipline. This is the basic aspect of psalm or fasting. And this is the most important teachings of Islam. Then psalm or fasting makes you able to fight your greatest enemy, that is Satan. Satan. There is a verse in the Quran. That وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ When people ask you about myself, about God, tell them that God is very close to you. You can contact any time with God. This verse you can read in the Surah Al-Baqarah, in chapter Al-Baqarah. I think that this verse tells us the spiritual aspect of psalm. The spiritual aspect of psalm, the spiritual content of psalm. when you restrain yourself from water, from food, from other comforts, then it is spirituality. It means that you are trying to live above than material things. You are trying to live by detaching yourself from materialism. You are trying to live beyond material things. This is spirituality. This is spirituality. So, fasting or som is a way of life in which you restrain yourself from indulging in material things. you try to live above the material things. Is a kind of detachment. You try to detach yourself from material things. And this is spirituality. Spirituality is living beyond materialism. So this is also one aspect of som or fasting, that it inculcates in your personality, in your mind, the spirit of spirituality. Then this spirit is very important. It is important to every other aspect. It is this spirit that gives you light, this gives you energy, gives you strength, gives you conviction. So all these things are only a byproduct of spirituality. So it is also very important aspect of som or fasting. Then there is the Prophet of Islam used to go to itikaf in every month of Ramadan. Itikaf means going to seclusion. So, few days the Prophet of Islam used to go to mosque and live in the mosque day and night. And this was called itikaf, living in seclusion. So what is this seclusion? It's a spiritual seclusion. It's divine seclusion. It is detachment. When you are in itikaf, you are living in detachment. You have detached yourself from other things. You are living in seclusion so that you may find time for remembering God, for studying Quran, for worship, for contemplation. So, itikaf is for this purpose. Itikaf is not simply a ritual. Itikaf is a living practice. living practice. I can say that itikaf is to develop your mind. It is a way of intellectual development. This kind of intellectual development is very important. You see, there are dozens of verses in the Quran that say that afala taqilun, afala tadabbarun, afala tadhakkarun. Do you not think? Why you not thinking? Why you not using your reason? So there are dozens of verses that describes this deity. And what is this deity? It is that we are, our greatest enemy is Satan. Adubul lakum fazaruhum. So Quran declares that the greatest enemy of man and women is Satan. Satan always attacks you through your emotions. You know, every human being is composed of two faculties, reason and emotion. Reason and emotion. So Satan always attacks through emotions. Emotions are the penetrating point for Satan. Here Satan finds vulnerable point to penetrate in human personality. So you have to know the art of management, art of managing your emotions. So when you feel that Satan has attacked through your emotions, use your reason against that Satan. Through your reason, you can cope with Satan. Through your reason, you can cope with Satan. Satan are here, they are our enemy, and without Satan there was no test. But at the same time, God Almighty has given us reason, logic. I can say, according to my own experience, that if you notice that Satan has attacked, if you feel that Satan has attacked, and at the same time you become alert, you active your reason, you apply your logic, then Satan will leave you. Satan cannot stand against reason. It is a fact. Satan cannot stand against reason. Satan always exploits your emotions. So you have to know this fact, that your emotions are your vulnerable point. And through reason, you can cope with Satan. And as far as my experience is concerned, one aspect of Soam is that Soam awakened your mind. Fasting is not something as ritual. Fasting is not simply a form. In during fasting, during Saum, you study Quran. You know there is a verse in the Quran in this regard. Shar Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran hudal linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. It means that Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So you have to fast in this month. Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So in this month we are asked to fast, to go to fast. And you know the most important ibadah in the Ramadan is to read Quran, to study Quran. Because of this, there is Taraweeh. In Taraweeh we read Quran. Then we recite Quran. Quran, study of Quran is the most important aspect of the month of Ramadan. And when you read Quran, when you study Quran, it will awaken your mind. Quran is the greatest source of intellectual development. Quran is a divine book, and Quran is the most important in this regard. So Quran awaken your mind. Quran makes you intellectual development. And when there is intellectual development, you are able to cope with Satan. The greatest sword, the greatest arm against Satan is your own mind, your intellectual development. And one aspect of Saum is that it helps you. It helps you to develop your mind. Intellectual development is directly related to the Saum of Ramadan. Because during Ramadan, you read more and more the Quran, the book of God. So, it is a fact that an intellectual mind can cope Satan successfully. This is the greatest message of the Quran. This is the greatest message of the Quran. Develop your spirituality. Develop your mind. Develop your thinking. Develop your consciousness, and you will be able to cope the Satan. You will be able to fight successfully with Satan. So in this sense, Saum is an awam for you. There is a hadith, Asyamu Junnah. Saum is a arm for mu'min, because Saum develops your mind. Saum increases your spirituality. Saum makes you stronger strong in spirituality, strong in intellectual development. اقول قولی هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم اجمعين.